After we'd been for an interview, we were then asked to come and see a house, and we met Mr. Tabor, who was the housing manager, and was then in a small shop in the High Street. So we walked from the station, Stevenage Station, to the shop in the High Street, and she said, well, there were two possible properties, one in Broadview, which is at the top of Sish Lane, and one in Rockingham Way, which was out in Monk's Wood. So we said, well, we'd like to look at both. And there was a form of bus service in those days running through the mud out to Monk's Wood. And we caught the bus out there and looked at this house, which was a brand new house, but still in a lot of mud and rather rough conditions, which one gets on a building site. We then walked back up through the mud to Stoney Hall and to Broadview. And this house was one which had been occupied for about 6 months and was now empty. And we rather liked that. It was in a situation, the building had gone past that and things were clean and fairly tidy around there. It was near the old town, which was the sole source of shopping in those days. So we decided we'd ask for the Broadview house, which we were allocated. So when we moved from Grays, or actually we were living in Stanford La Hope at the time, I worked in Grays. Yes. We moved from Stanford La Hope to Stevenage on a rather wet day and arrived at number 6 Broadview.